Soba, soba. I love soba.
Do you still have soba?
Yeah, buckwheat noodles.
Shout out to buckwheat noodles.
Don't never.
How dare you say that about me?
I am lady.
There's a certain part of me that's like I am a power bottom.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't love the attention?
I mean, it's a compliment at the end of the day.
Yeah. Guys, those are things that are, like, subtle. At least with dying,
okay, but like,
they know they're going to kill you. But at least it's, like, very, like, up front in your face.
You want to get noticed? Take it off.
Hola, bienvenidos a Gay al Punto.
Anyways, this is Gay to the Point, where we're just two gay guys talking about everything or anything.
Or anyone.
In a not so straight fashion. My name's Antonio.
My name is Clarence. I feel like I sounded like Maya Rudolph.
You are Maya Rudolph.
Oh, I love Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, she's hilarious. Mm. Actually, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today, I don't know if you heard, well, there's a lot of things going in the news today, but like the one thing that like is, I think you'll find hilariously funny. So what do you feel about these three white women who have apparently reimagined the Mahjong tiles? So they're called, the story is there's this three American women okay. who have this company or create this company called Mahjong, the Mahjong tile, where they really reinvented like all the symbols and all the colors and blah, 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 because they wanted to fit more in their own fun lifestyle. And like, you know, they were like saying that like it is something that like they just want to like be more true to how they play and stuff like that. And yeah, when I was reading the article, it was weird because they never even like kind of appreciated or praised like the Chinese Mahjong originally of it or said anything about it. It just brushed it over by saying like, oh yeah, like American Mahjong has like transformed blah, blah, blah since the 1920s and everything. And yeah, and then they're getting so much backlash.
You know what? I say go for it because, like, at the end of the day, they're shooting themselves in the foot. Like,
yeah, they
I feel like if you're going to be that stupid, like, that blatantly dumb about things and that blatantly tone deaf to, like, what's going on in society and just be like, yeah, we're basically making white Mahjong. Like, do it. Like, go for it. And then, like, secretly, I'm just in the back, like, hey.
Right. Like, you want to see them fail, which they are.
I mean, exactly.
And you know how much they are? It's $425.
What do you mean?
US, like, $425.
For the game to buy it?
For the whole set, the Mahjong tile set.
What the fuck?
And that doesn't come with the playing mat or whatever, which
does it also come with, like, kombucha?
I don't know. But, like, I don't know. The tiles, like, I saw photos of it, is, like, flour and, like... Oh. What's it called, balloons or whatever.
I mean, at that point, I just kind of feel like you have to feel sorry for their ignorance. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like life must be hard for them because they're so stupid.
Yeah, but at the same time, they're still like walking around thinking that they like believe that they can do this.
Yeah,
and people are endorsing it. Like I saw a comment that was like, "This it's kind of crazy." Like, yeah, they're like three stupid like women, but the fact that like there's also probably a production team that is like making like this whole thing leading
but,
up to it for months and months, and that no one has wanted to step up during that time to be like, "Hey, shouldn't we like
but
address
that's like,
this?"
But that there's like so many cases like that, right? Like where there's just like an entire like whenever I see like a movie that I think is really stupid, I'm just like, there was like 100 people like who were involved with making this and not one of them thought to be like,
this is
stupid. Maybe this isn't the way we should go.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, that's usually what happens. But I don't know. I feel like I don't care. I feel like all the power to them, like in terms of like more power to them failing.
But then they're like appropriating your Chinese heritage.
Yeah, whatever. But like, you know, like we also make like Italian food or Japanese food, or like we appropriate so many things. That's actually kind of true though.
Yeah, I know. But that wasn't the response I was looking for.
Yeah, you were expecting outrage.
I was expecting
and
outrage.
I was more like enrage.
I don't know. I mean, like, I do love the fact that, like, they're getting blasted on everything and, like, everyone's just, like, harking on them because I'm like, yeah, that's what you deserve for being white and basic.
But you know, though, like, I feel like that that's the thing that I find that happens quite frequently is, like, where people just, like, express their intense outrage and then almost give them more, like, focus, attention, and energy. Whereas, like, you know, as Willem says, like, indifference is worse than hate.
Right.
If you just, like, completely ignore them. I always wonder, like, the power of that. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes, right. like, people get, like, negative attention and stuff like that. Like, it still, like, kind of fuels some kind of thing. And I feel like people more to do it just to kind of, like, get out their anger and feel righteous.
Right.
But I don't know whether or not that's, like, always productive.
No, totally.
Just, like, focus on the things you do like, you know?
Right, right. No, totally.
Like,
I mean,
real Mahjong.
I totally understand that. Like, I feel like, you know what? I've never... Well, I don't know. Is there actually a case where, like, majority of the masses actually are more indifferent to a certain...
Because you wouldn't know about them.
That's true.
Because, well, like, if no one was talking about it, then you wouldn't know. Like, Lindsay Lohan, say, for example. No one talks about her anymore. Everyone's indifferent to her.
But God bless her soul for making those, like, rumors and Mean Girls, like, and the Parent
father
Trap.
Father to daughter.
Father to daughter. May she rest in peace. Where is she?
Did you know that she had, like, she had, like, a TV show, TV show where she had this, like, club on some island or something like that?
Was it the island that where, like, she was dancing on? Like, the one that's, like, the
Mykonos?
Viral? Yeah.
No, I don't think it was that one. I think it was just, like, another thing where, like, I don't know. And then part of the promo was, like, people asking for her advice on YouTube. Like, just, like, it was on YouTube and the people were just asking her advice.
Yeah.
And, like... Just her advice was really terrible.
Mm.
It's like what you would imagine Lindsay Lohan's advice would be.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Such a shame, though. She could have been the big one.
Could she have been?
Probably not. But, like, you know, more in the forefront of, like, funny news.
You got to support your white women. If there's anything to take away from this conversation, support your local white women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cringing here.
Doucha douche, doucha douche, doucha 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 douche.
Douda douche.
So here we are talking about how do you douche?
I don't.
Ew.
No, I do, but I feel like every time that I do, I'm just like, oh, God. That's why I always try to see with my hookups whether or not they'd be, like, okay with blowjobs, which they usually aren't.
Oh, yeah, because then people want more. You got to give the people what they want.
All they want is anal.
Yeah.
All I want for Christmas
is anal. So it's like, what is your, like, douching ceremony, if you have one?
I feel like I'm still... That's what I'm still trying to figure out. I've, like, taken information from you.
Yeah.
I've taken information from my own body. And I'm trying to figure out what makes sense. I think I've watched, like, a few videos that have said the same things as you do.
Right.
Or whatever. It's, like, oh, about, like, just, like, essentially what you're just trying to clear out is, like, that immediate cavity.
The rectum.
Yeah. Like, you're
the
not...
eyes in the rectum.
What?
The Missy Elliott song,
oh, for
you in a rectum, I'm what's happening.
Yeah, she was talking about douching. Yeah. She's giving instructions for the place that you need to focus on when you're douching.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, like, I feel like usually, like, so I know that that's the thing that you're supposed to do is just focus on that, like, that's why it's supposed to be, like, quick, like, and swish, 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 and then psh, 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 and then, like, shoot, 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 and then swish, 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 and then psh, 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 psh.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But sometimes I find that doesn't work. And I think that when in my younger days, I was just like, I gotta get rid of all of it. So I feel like I just put liters and liters worth of water in my own ass.
Yeah, that's, like, not healthy.
Yeah, I don't think that it was.
I mean, I know your ass is thirsty, but not that thirsty.
Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like it's, I don't know. I think it's just a little bit more difficult for me than usual. Or I don't, it's complicated.
Great, okay, let's unpack this. I was going to say dispack this. Yeah, what makes it complicated for you, like douching? Because I know it's like for every gay boy's, like, you know, problems that like I never really spoken of is douching. So,
but isn't it like just like, isn't your diet really important?
I mean, I feel like it really depends on like your dietary, like.
Because like, isn't a bottom diet just water?
No, it's also ice.
Dry ice.
I mean, like, at least in my experience, like, I don't necessarily like keep my dietary needs like.
You don't restrict it based off of being a bottom.
Yeah. I mean, like, of course, like, I'm not going to, like, okay, cool. If I'm, like, going to have sex today, I'm going to have corn. Like, I don't know. Like, the obvious ones, you just don't,
like. Is that an obvious one?
Well, yeah, because, like, when you, like. Well, actually, corn might be helpful. Actually, I never tried.
Yeah, isn't it? It's like roughage. It, like, makes it more solid.
Yeah, but I guess, like, it depends where you douche to, and that's another question, too. It's, like
you what don't, part of the day?
No, it's, like, actually, where do you douche? Like, if you're douching in your own apartment, like. Corn is fine, but like if you're douching,
of douching in like public bathroom.
Well, this is another topic that we're gonna get into later because I want to ask that question. But I'm just saying that, like, you know, like I just don't really get my dietary restrictions really, because except for yeah, obvious ones like maybe like don't eat spicy food, blah blah blah, like just things that I know that would make like me feel my poop would be like really bad. Because at the same time, like, I don't know, they might, like, eat me out. So, like, I want to make sure my butthole smells good.
I think that there's, like, a limit on, like, how good it can smell. Like,
I don't know. Sometimes you got to bring, like, you know, like, scented wipes.
Why does your ass smell like baby wipes?
Well, you never know.
Lavender. Public douching.
Oh, no,
they're unpacking the complication.
Yeah, like what about your dietary like things? Do you like watch or care like before?
No, I definitely don't. And I think that's like part of what makes me think is like, does this like, will this always be a limit to how good I can bottom? Is because the fact that I just love eating.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Like, okay, I guess for example, like if you ever were on like a date and then before the date, you guys went out to dinner. And then, and then you guys, you had a feeling that, you know, that it's probably going to lead to sex.
I don't feel like I plan that far ahead. Like, cause like the thing is, if somebody's taking me out to dinner, then I know that like the sex part isn't guaranteed, but the dinner part's guaranteed. So I'm going to focus on enjoying that dinner and then like, come what may.
Oh my gosh.
But I mean, I don't know. And I think, I feel like that's the thing, the logistical thing that I've just never figured out. But mind you, the thing is, like, I haven't necessarily been in a relationship.
Right.
Or, like, usually the times that I do have sex, it's just a hookup.
Right.
So, like, it really is just me being like, okay, I need, like, I may need, like, 20 minutes to get there, but I also need 20 minutes to douche. So, right. I'll be there in 40 minutes. Like, so
does it take you 20 minutes to douche?
I mean, I can do it in less, but I like, I don't know. It's like, I feel like the thing is sometimes I try things and I'm just like, oh, you know what? Like, I'll spend more time with this and just like be a little bit more relaxed about it and then still have not the best result. And then sometimes I feel like I'll try no, like not very much effort and have like a pretty decent result. Mm. One time I feel like I was like definitely in the midst of like a couple days of diarrhea. Yeah. Like, this was living in Colombia. And, like, by miracle, like, nothing happened. And it's like, thank you, rectum gods.
That's so true. I mean, I always, like, okay, not gonna lie, like, one of the most greatest satisfactions of, like, the gay life is, like, once you're bottoming and then the moment that, like, the dick, like, slips out and then you check to see if there's anything there and the fact that, like, there's nothing there, it's like a miracle. Like,
oh, thank God. It's like when they reveal like what's in the box, like yeah. When he slowly removes his penis and you're like
it's just like, I don't know, a good satisfaction. I don't know if you listeners out there feel the same way, but I just feel like It is like one of those things. It's like you just never know.
But I feel like that's a, I don't know. Is that not the like most stressful part about being a bottom? I feel like that's what it makes me like, you know, they, how they say there's like tops, bottoms and sides and verse and sides.
What does it mean, sides?
How do people not know what a side is? A side is a person who actually doesn't like anal sex, so they just do hand jobs or blowjobs.
Oh.
And I feel like the thing is,
see,
like,
that's the thing, I don't know that term because I'm like, I don't associate myself with those people.
You do with me. But I feel like,
just kidding, I do.
Side visibility.
Yeah, side visibility.
Also important when you're driving.
That's true. You need to
look both sides.
What's it called? Shoulder check.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I feel like the thing is, sometimes I feel like the idea of anal sex is just so like stress inducing. A blowjob never goes badly. Well.
A bad blowjob can really go badly.
Never mind. But I feel like, I mean, the thing is, like, it's not like I'm going to, like, you know, shit. Like, I might vomit, but that's his problem.
Okay. Sorry to those who have hooked up with Clarence and he
I don't
vomited
think that
on
I
you.
I have vomited on anyone. I have a pretty good gag reflex. So, like, she does the job.
Right. But, yeah, no, I guess that's true. I mean, like, yeah, bottoming itself and, like, anal sex in itself is just, like, kind of, like, you have to, like,
there's more preparation.
Yeah, there's anxiety inducing and there's, like, a lot more prep that kind of needs to go in.
There's just, like, also, like, just sometimes where, like, you just know that it's not a good day.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, in comparison, like, there's no, like, bad day for blowjobs.
Right.
Whereas, like, really, like, if you've been having stomach problems, I don't think, like,
having
that's
a dick up
help.
Your butt? You never know. Have you tried?
I have tried.
Ew. What, isn't it better? Because it's, like, isn't, like, the dick, like, pushing the poo back in?
Okay, but sometimes, like, does it... Okay, do you also find that sometimes, like, something about the way that, like, anal sex can happen sometimes where it's just, like, it's, like, pushing gas up? You know what I mean?
Like
it makes you more gassy because like of the motion.
Oh yeah.
It's like a plunger. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, no, I think that's true. Especially if like, you know, they're going in and out and there's like air pockets that get in there. We're giving you a really great description of what anal sex is all about. And I'm also going to tell you my douching methods.
Yeah.
Because I think like I've perfected it. At least for my body. So it's called, well, I just like named it right now. The 2-in-1. Where it's, so you just take your normal fleet enema. Of course, you like let out like the saline solution in there because that's really bad for your asshole. So you just actually like rinse it out, fill it with like lukewarm water.
What's a fleet enema?
Enema? Yeah. Fleet is like the brand. Enema is the thing that sticks up in your butt.
Is it like the thing that's like a bulb, like a ear thing?
Yeah, but like the fleet enema itself is like a little bit like bigger. It's more like a, not a ball, but like a bottle shape, like a plastic bottle shape. Anyways, back to my method.
Sorry.
So
2-in-1.
2-in-1. So you take your fleet enema, rinse out the saline solution, then you fill up it with lukewarm water. And then the two is that you have to fill up your butthole with 2 bottles of that fleet enema so that like you'll hold it in there. So you do it once, squeeze it in there. Fill it up again and squeeze it in there. And after the second one ends, you have to wait 30 seconds and stuff. And then afterwards, you let like your rectum clear itself and you'll feel like maybe like grumbling in your stomach or blah, blah, blah. And like, that's okay. And then...
Is that okay? I feel like that's the uncomfortable part.
Well, yeah, it's uncomfortable anyways, putting up water in there that's like not supposed to be there. So you just gotta like live through it. And then afterwards, you just, like, let it out. And then that's the 2. And then you need to do another one just for, like, a final cleanse. So you, like, take another full bottle of water fleet enema and you stick it up there. And then hold it for another 30 seconds. And then that just, like, rinses out, like, all, like, the excess that's, like, lingering around. And then there you go. And then you just, like, wipe. And then maybe, like, if you're, like, in a very clean bathroom, like, you use, like, soap to just, like, rinse out your butthole a little bit. And then so that it smells, like, you know... clean. And then there, the 2-in-1 method. But yeah, I just want to say like last notes that like for those who are first time douchers, have fun. Put in some like good beats while you're douching.
Actually, I feel like that's the thing. Just like try to make it as least stressful as you can.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Somebody who makes it very stressful, I'll tell you that that's not helpful.
Yeah. And I feel like once you create like your own like ceremony ritual around your whole douching thing, it'll actually become a lot easier because you'll find the ways to like enjoy yourself while you're doing it.
Try Enya.
You can say everyone so you may so try douching. Agree or disagree.
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 Disagree or agree.
Here we are. Just this random segment of agreeing or disagreeing with one another. I don't know how this goes because this is Clarence's idea.
Yeah, I don't really know how it goes because I don't know when it's my idea.
Yeah, and nor
should I feel like we should just do this fast, though.
Oh.
I don't know if we have to set a timer because I feel like that also takes up time. So I also feel like we just have to like talk as fast as we can.
Well, I just feel like we can only give each
other... Talk faster.
No. No, I just feel like we just have to give each other like... If it's going on a rant, then we have to say...
okay. Or just like count you down. If I just feel like it's just not going anywhere.
Yeah. Britney Spears is a queen of pop. Agree or disagree?
Disagree. Because I feel like there's the thing is like with other, there are more pop stars who have contributed more to pop music. So if you're going to say that she could be like the queen, like everything is attributed to her in terms of pop music, I'd be like 100% no, because you have things before her like Madonna, like Cher, like things after her like Lady Gaga and stuff like that. So arguably like you could remove her. No, actually you couldn't.
No, you can't. Because I would like to counter argument that I think agreeably she is the queen of pop, but I have to be more specific of gay pop.
Because we're Robin though.
No, she's like the more like Lana Del Rey of gay pop.
I feel like she's more meaningful though.
Yeah.
She's like the secret queen.
But she's not the queen queen.
It's not racist if it's just my preference.
That's disagree because it's fucking racist. I mean, I'm assuming this is like when you put it on like a profile. Of like
just
a dating
in general,
profile.
Though. Because, like, even girls could have that thing, too.
Yeah, well, I guess so. But it is racist because it's like, yeah, the preference shouldn't be based on someone's, like, superficial ethnicity.
But how about, like, preference in terms of being, like, fat or not fat?
No, because at the end of the day, it should be more internal qualities that you should have a preference to rather than superficial preferences, too. That's why I... like to think.
Yeah, but do you think that you do that though completely?
No, of course not completely, but I feel like the greater...
Do you date ugly people?
I have dated ugly people. It's because like at the end
you're
of the
not
day
ugly though.
No, but like still ugly.
Ugly.
Because like at the end of the day, like I feel like if dating apps or whatever out there would change it to actually like only the things that you can allow for people to write on what you like is about actual people's attributes of like their own inner qualities, that would be a lot better rather than it's superficial things like, oh, well, like it has to be skinny, it has to be built, it has to have a lot of money, you have to be white or whatever.
So it is racist. Yeah. I feel like the only thing that I'll add to that, even though it's not my turn, but the only thing that I'd add to that is because I feel like the thing is that when you're saying these preferences and then they have to do with race, it's like it's based off of your perception of that race that makes you think why they're not a viable partner.
Yeah. And that's racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. Agree or disagree? Glee was an iconic show.
I kind of have to agree that it was an iconic show. I fucking hate the show and I fucking hate Ryan Murphy. Like, Ryan Murphy needs to stop making TV and movies and people need to stop, like, hiring him to do stuff. But at the same time, I feel like Glee did change a lot of things. Like, I think that it, like, what the one thing that I hate about, like, Ryan Murphy is that everyone is gay or bisexual. Like, he just writes so many characters like that. And I'm just like, yeah, I understand the sentiment of just trying to create representation. But at the same time, if you're not, like, being realistic about it. It's just kind of like, is that lip service or is that like, you know what I mean? Does that true show a true authentic experience? But that is also the way that Ryan Murphy writes. He's overly dramatic. I don't understand the motivations of his characters. So yeah, it is iconic, but also fuck Ryan Murphy.
Agreed on that last point.
White people refers to Americans, not Europeans. You're wishing that I got that.
Yeah, I agree on that. well, I agree. I just feel like the term actually, like, white people is, like, actually, like, Americans. Like, or, like, actually, Vince was talking about this the other day where it's, like, a more North American concept to, like, generalize, like, each group. Like, be, like, blacks Asians or whites. Like, but if you actually...
And not recognize, like, a culture or like,
the country.
A country.
Like, but if you're, like, even, like, in Asia or Europe, they're, like, oh, he's just Italian or he's German or he's Taiwanese or Thai or
well,
whatever,
I feel like
Filipino.
That, like, when you're talking about white people, too, I feel like the idea that comes to mind is, like, ignorance.
Yeah.
And that is the thing, is, like, you people are literally grouping people into being, like, by their continent and not looking more specific than that.
Right.
Whereas, like, and not saying that that's also, like, necessarily the perfect kind of indicator of being, like, oh, yeah, like, all French people are the same.
Right.
But it's even worse when you go into, like, oh, all European people are the same.
Right.
But I think that's the thing is, like, at least in other countries, really, they do look at that in terms of, like, nationality. And that is a broader acceptance, like, broader, like, commonality in terms of, like, culture. Of,
right.
Like, Japanese culture, Korean culture,
right.
Vietnamese culture, Thai culture, French culture, German culture. Like, all those kinds of things. Like,
right.
They do have a lot of commonality, even if... But although, at the same time, you could look even within that country to
know... It's just more specific.
Yeah, it's more specific.
Which is, like... I just feel like, yeah, the terms of, like, being a white people is, like, not. And, like, that's a very North American kind of thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Agree or disagree? Two bottoms or two tops can be in a relationship.
I don't feel like they can. I don't know why. I feel like the thing is, just because if I was to imagine myself in a relationship with another bottom, I'm just like, what would we do?
Well, I'm just going to counter
argument. Double-ended a dildo.
Well, I'm just going to counter argument saying, well, you have been in the bottom, been in a relationship with two bottoms. You just didn't know it yet.
But see, that's why that didn't work out. I don't know if it's like something that you could get over, you know what I mean? Like, that's like the thing is, like, oh, two verse people or one verse person and another person who's not verse potentially. But I'm just like, really, if you're like solid top and the other person is a solid top, could you, like, is like sex a fundamental part of a relationship? The funny thing is, within gay couples, like, it's a question, but within straight couples, it's not a question.
That's
that, like,
true.
The girl is always the bottom. The guy is always the top. So it's like,
well,
why is that so? Except for pegging.
Yeah.
But what? But
thank you for highlighting the fact that peggers are real people too.
Pegger visibility. But why? But, like, you know what I mean? Like, in, like, it's accepted that sex is an intrinsic part of heterosexual relationships. Of that sexual compatibility.
Right.
Why is it, like, why is it questioned within gay, like, relationships, is what I'd say.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Whatever.
Serving is a decent career.
Fuck this. Well, A, I would just like to disagree. Serving is never a career. But... I would like to agree that it's decent as, like, serving on its own. Just because I don't think that there is an... even, like, within the whole, like, hospitality industry is, like, there's never been a time where... or a position where you're a serving for 60 years of your life. Because at the end of the day, at some point, you're having to make the transition to, like, move up in the ranks to be a manager, to be an owner or whatever kind of thing. And, like, by that point, yes, you kind of still do some serving, but that's not your main priority anymore. Your main priority is to, like, manage or take care of whatever the thing is. So it's, like, technically not serving. Because there can ever...
I'm so confused.
There is no such thing as a serving career.
Why not?
Because...
That's, like, a different question.
There isn't. Because at the end of the day, like, I don't think it's been done when for the majority of your life, from like your 20s or even earlier to up to you retire, you've just been serving?
I feel like we're talking about something different if we're talking about like arguing whether or not serving is a career or serving is not a career. Because I would argue that it is a career because you can become an expert of that. You can learn more about it. You can like diversify within it. And there are people who make like a very, very good living off of serving if that was your passion. Where I feel like you're arguing is serving is not a career for you. Serving is just something that you do to make a living.
Yeah.
Scissoring is a real thing.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Disagree or agree? You have to pick a stance.
I'm just gonna say agree because, you know, it's just one of those myths that you just have to like believe in.
But I feel like it's just
like a Loch Ness monster. Like, you know, like it's like it's. What good will it do if people don't believe in it? But yeah. What harm will
it's
it
like
do?
Like Santa.
If, yeah. When people believe in it. Yeah. So it's like scissoring.
The power is behind the belief.
Yeah.
And the faith.
Yeah.
The it's faith like that, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Scissoring is a real thing.
It's like Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I just want to say thank you for always trying to listen to us, even though we don't try at all. So
I do feel like I do try.
Really?
Right.
But yeah, we're saying goodbye to 2020, and along with our fears and sadness, and
I'm not saying goodbye to those things. You know that I how I feel about it, or you know the doubts that I have about the quality of our own podcast.
Wow, but... you're so rude. I feel like the quality is really good. Anyways.
Nothing is set or set
or
sent in stone.
Ooh, how come I still got the bad words?
Because I'm a genius.